Watson Hall presents. Pride the Lady.
With Shimon Begg as the Game Master.
Now, who can tell me what happened next week in the People vs. Lucius Talion?
I'd be very impressed if anyone could tell you that.
Well,
it's all
fine. What about last week?
It's all fine. Nothing for you to worry about at all.
We've gathered the small mirrors that we can find and put them into a chest. And I've whitewashed anything reflective. So all the mirrors we can't move around the place.
It's because we've had a little fellow stepping out of the mirror.
We've ended up with one mirror, the big mirror that caused all the problems to begin with, so that we don't get ambushed. Because we think something's coming out of the mirrors, and this is connected to
that.
Well,
we've seen something coming out of the mirror, haven't we?
Yes, exactly.
No.
That's why we think it.
We've seen something odd. And apparently it came out of a mirror. We've not actually seen that. Which is why I'm wandering around with both a rifle and a pistol.
And I thought it was because of that bad time you had in Afghanistan.
You
weren't there, man. You can't know.
There was also the matter of the horse and the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was Charles Tyler?
Yes, yeah. Indeed.
Whom you will recall was sent off to fetch supplies and didn't come back.
And he did go down the pub, but only for a little time. Which I thought was rather good of him. I thought that was some...
And something startled both him and the horse. And the horse, I think we thought it had probably bolted and then got caught in got tangled in a bush.
Oh
yeah, it's sort of
in a terminal
left,
lane.
Kind of left the road
area of
enough,
bushes and shrubs and stuff. Yeah.
Well, I think it was more the fact that it was going. It went down a very very a cart track which had very high hedges on either side. So I think leaving the road might have been a little bit more complicated for it, okay. Unless it could actually fly. So,
but in any case, it and the cart were tangled. And some locals found him and took him back to their farm. This is all within a mile or two of the house.
Right.
And when we went out looking for him in the morning, we found him. They told us where
he
was.
We found some locals and they said, oh yeah, we've got him in the farm.
Yeah.
He was a bit banged up.
But alive.
Well,
we hadn't even lost the horse, had we?
No, the horse is fine. Well, the horse is recovering. I think we decided he'd been scratched a bit.
He'd been, the word gnawed is kind of creeping towards your lips. Chewed,
but he'd been dragged through a hedge is the thing. And of course, we're not experts, are we?
See, but forwards, so.
This is because not Quincy, I mean.
Because the thing that attacked him basically had a goose for a beak. No, a goose's beak. Not a goose. That would be really odd.
It's a starling. It's recursive. But it's got a goose instead of a beak.
It's a Mobius goose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you see, if it's a starling with a goose instead of a beak, you start to go, okay.
Is it a starling with a goose instead of a beak, or a goose with a starling instead of an arse?
Indeed, and that's where and that's where the defence rests, Your Honour.
Well, I'm glad that's cleared all that up. Thank you.
I think we were under the impression, and I think he said something that caused this to be reinforced with us, that both our creature and his were less aggressive and hungry than they were wounded and doing the whole strike out anything thing. So certainly that was the impression we got from ours.
Okay.
It certainly seemed to be struggling a bit, and it was indeed very smelly.
We were considering like to try was, and get through the mirror, but not
how
sure
would
how.
We do that?
Well, that's exactly where we got to.
Well, I pushed you against really it really, sure really hard and nothing happened.
You're always doing that. It's nothing to do with the current investigation.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously don't really know if we could survive on the other side of a mirror. It's a bit of an unknown. But anyway, well, I've got some more ideas. So where were we up to on the recap? Had we, I can't remember what we did after that.
I think that's more.
I think it was. We mostly brought Ambrose back to the lodge and
installed him in what the study, which is now a sick bay, the San, if you like.
Mm. Mm. So I need to rustle up some Bibles and things, really.
I have a few.
Perhaps ask the Reverend for a bit of help, because it strikes me that this is
what,
obviously...
What have you in mind?
Well, nothing.
Are we talking King James? Are we talking Catholic? Are we talking...
Oh, please.
Well, I mean, Ambrose is a Catholic man.
True.
We've got Catholics in the regiment, you know.
Chimney.
Oh,
the, floorboards.
No. We've got Catholics in the regiment. They're pretty much the same as us, really.
Ah, yes, that's how they get you, you see.
But,
I mean, they're 8 foot tall, bright green, and eat children. But apart from that, they're just like us.
Yeah, I mean, they're a bit odd, you know. They don't like eating, you know, a good pork pie on a Friday. But, we
think they can
tolerate.
Eat capybara on a Friday.
I don't know him, but...
you're thinking of him really getting down on the beaver, aren't you?
I think capybara are honorary fish for the purposes of religion.
Beaver tail.
Lucky them.
Same as beaver. Yeah.
They are, rabbits are. Yeah, in fact... Pretty
basically
much
anything you fancy having on a Friday... Call it a fish.
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your fish.
Uncle Bob the fish, yeah. Old Bobby Fish.
And we don't talk about
that. So, what I was thinking was, if we put some sort of, you know, religious texts and things around, it's very handy, so we could perhaps read something out if necessary, if anything comes through, but also perhaps it can't cross over something, you know, sacred text, that sort of thing. I mean, I'm not a... Actually, obviously, I have to go to church for the commoners. They rather expect it, the tenants. But even so,
we've got a chaplain. He's quite a nice chap, really. You can have a good chat with him. Occasionally, he shakes his head and walks away from me, but I don't. Which I'm not quite sure why. But
shake my head and walk away from him.
Should we try
just like that?
20 other inspiring speeches.
Maybe we could try mirror writing into the mirror. Has anyone thought of that?
Do you know, it never crossed my mind that a rat could read, but that's possibly a good idea.
Well, there wasn't just a rat. There was a little fellow, wasn't there?
What is it about you and your little fella being reflected in the mirror?
I thought we had a little, you know, a bit in Spinal Tap.
No, Tadley or whatever his name is.
Tallyrand.
Old Tallywhacker.
Tallywhacker.
The tea dog.
The waxter.
He was dead in the mirror.
Yes, that's right, and that didn't happen, did it?
Well, we don't know, actually, do we?
Really? Now, alternative dimension theory is not... Nobody would have thought of that, Karen.
I think we're actually pre-Flatland here.
Yeah, okay. We are 1860-something, aren't we?
A world in 1846. Which the British Empire is not preeminent. Unthinkable.
Are we pre-Lewis Carroll?
Oh, hang on. It's...
I think he's alive, but he hasn't... I've nearly said something libelous. Oh, he's dead. It's fine.
He's not written things yet.
That's not what he was going to say.
No, that's what I decided to say.
Just thank you. It's all.
He's not found a little girl
conjecture.
Called Alice.
Thank you.
There we go.
Conjecture. I barely knew it.
So I thought, yeah, perhaps a little, spiritual fortification might be That, oh, you mean help?
That reminds me. I agree,
Benny. A whiskey would be good.
I forgot where I was, and someone said, someone was picking up a case, and they said, a chicken cloaca. And I said, cloaca? I barely knew her. No one understood what I was talking about. And they would say, what do you mean? Try and explain. I was like, well, it's just, you know, anything where... And it just, it got more and more silent the more I tried to explain.
Oh, God.
It's
no, if you had to explain
off
that...
Off her own accord all over again, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Try next time it's pathologist to you, but you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, but it was a pathologist who said it.
It's advanced pathologist to you, but you wouldn't understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that... Yeah, I suppose that
it's
might
by,
have...
It's from a different pathologist. Goes to a different lab. You wouldn't know them.
Right, okay. We need to investigate. Can we recreate the conditions that... triggered this mirror invasion in the first place, do we think? That's the thing to do. Let's be scientific about this. We're post-scientific method, aren't we? Yes, we are.
that's 2024 or thereabouts. We're still within scientific method.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we're still in the glow of the Enlightenment.
Well, yeah, remember those days.
Admittedly, but...
It's Faraday. He hasn't done his formula yet, as you know. He's alive.
Thanks, Shim. That was definitely worth me checking the messages for. You disturbing man.
I've got to do something. You know, while
But that doesn't even look at all like it's its real beak, you know? I mean...
Have you been naughty and used AI, Shim, to create a beak with...
How dare you? I have an image program here where I've clumsily pasted together two pictures of birds.
That's okay then.
That's the amount of effort you get.
Yeah, that's about as obscene as I was thinking, actually.
Oh, it's obscene. Oh, I'd better have a look.
Yeah, probably not by your standards.
No. Speaking as a vet.
I am only a vet on a Friday.
Hello, Yvette.
So, you... While they were gallivanting about the place, you had been in the library, continuing to read.
Hmm. And trying to learn Welsh.
And trying to learn Welsh, indeed.
Or trying not to. The effect is much the same.
it's a good point.
So, let's have a look.
I've got a joke.
Okay.
Why preface it like that? Is this what is it? Some trend?
No.
Racist.
It may start sounding like it's racist.
Oh my God.
But it's
so
not.
Always a good start.
If you're ever going to start, if you ever find yourself saying the sentence,
so,
I'm not being something ist.
No. So, basically, an Englishman, a Welshman, and a Pakistani are all expectant fathers, and they're all waiting in the delivery room.
Isn't that a great example of an integrated community?
And there's been a mix-up... at the hospital, and unfortunately,
I mean, this really is.
they don't know whose baby is whose. Okay, now let's push DNA testing to one side just for a very
well. It sounds like
time.
Back in the '70s,
asking
so.
The mothers,
or asking the mothers, or anything like that. And so basically, what they have to do is they have to go in and try and work out what they are. And so the Englishman goes in first and comes out with what is quite obviously...
I mean, this isn't getting any less.
Yeah, but obviously, the
I'm actually in touch with my lawyer at the moment.
Wait, why can the Englishman not...
The Englishman goes in and, you know, and comes out with obviously the Pakistani baby. To which the Pakistani man is rather, I think, goes, "What the hell is going on?" And he goes, "Well, no, no, I fully understand where you're coming from, but with the other two, it's a 50-50 chance that one of them that I pick the Welsh one." So, see, I thought you.
I mean,
did you actually?
You know, you said...
claim that wasn't racist.
It's racist if it's against the Welsh or the Pakistani people.
No, I think as a Welshman, I'm allowed to say that.
I'm not entirely sure
that it's avoiding racism in other ways as well. It's just,
well,
to ponder.
Obviously, this was an in-character joke from the 1840s.
I mean, to be fair, it's
very
pretty
prescient. The whole Pakistani thing.
It's pretty in-character. Well, no, I mean, bearing in mind that he's been out in Afghanistan for the last.
But he hasn't been in Pakistan, has
well,
he?
Well, not many people have in the
1840s. Actually, it's the next Afghan. Well, no, it's actually at the moment, it's there, it's just part of India.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's... Colonel, what a... Captain.
Mm.
What an amusing joke.
Mm.
So I said...
A bustle, and everybody laughed. In a real sense, are we not all?
I told that at my in-laws' Christmas just yonder, and nobody seemed very keen on it.
So you thought you'd share with the with
one
both of
the
our listeners,
jokedom, and the rest of us.
I am an experienced jokesmith.
Yes, you are. You've experienced failure in all manner of jokes.
A failure is just another word we give
for
to
people not
our
laughing,
successes.
Mm. Professor Zane,
incredible.
You have been
how very SpaceX of you, Nick.
Reading in the library, and you basically emerge
are
to
you calling
the,
him Elon?
The sound of.
That's harsh.
This crowd bringing Ambrose back to the Snobby Court. You have had quite a lot of time, actually, to dig into the books.
And learn Welsh.
And learn Welsh, indeed.
'Tis a simple language. You'll pick up the basics.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
You really won't.
Fine, there's only three types of mutation. It's fine.
Five.
I'll give.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
But most of the plural endings are relatively simple to remember.
Don't, because that's even worse.
Sorry, I absolutely love my phone. It's got its own sense of timing.
It has. It is wonderful.
In particular, Professor, you have managed to find the actual catalogues, which is perhaps crucial to making sense of this, because things haven't really been put back in the right places.
This library really needs a... If only there was some kind of
librarian
organisation system.
Mm.
I mean, there is. There's just 30,000 of them, because everyone has different ones currently.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is very much a house system. But you have one. You've got a listing of things.
It's the British Library, not a library. Yes, it is.
Yes.
I think it is.
Here the books are sorted by the colour of the binding.
the original colour of the binding.
Human skin, lizard skin.
Yep. But what kind of lizard and what colour was it 400 years ago? you have the catalogues and... glancing through, there's quite a lot of books that have been struck out. Which indicates some significant... there's a couple of waves, basically. So in sort of the early 19th century, you've got this sort of wave of things being disposed of.
Right.
And you've got an influx of things. 19th century.
Early 19th century, so that's 1810.
So that's about when Gideon's parents died in 1827, is it around about then?
Would make sense, yeah. Okay, right, maybe so around about
when
time.
The baddie, Nicholas Devilry, took over.
Yeah, it would sort of fit with that. And in the period after that, 25 to 45, there was quite a lot of purchasing, possibly funded by the disposal of those earlier books. That's your basic bit of information.
Well, what is the what kind of, is it obvious from the titles what kind of books they are or what?
What you're noticing in particular is so the new stuff that has been brought in is tending to be occult in nature.
A mystical, man of discerning occult tastes.
Although some of it's also more physics-y. The books that have been disposed of are primarily stuff in Welsh.
Fair enough.
I mean, this is just what you would do. I don't understand why this is of note.
Something you casually notice as you flip
through the
catalogue.
It's on the wrong side of the country. Why on earth would anybody keep anything in Welsh?
Library sales.
Yeah, absolutely.
Estate disposals.
What would you like to know? The ample time you have had to examine this library.
I don't care about the Welsh books. Any suggestions in any of the titles about the words mirror or reflection or like reflections upon a mirror, like a punning title like that? Anything that would suggest light, properties of light? We don't know it's an electromagnetic wave currently, do we?
We know it's a wave.
Or a particle. We know still a debate.
No, we know it's a wave and we know it's a particle. At the moment, we think that the wave actually travels in the ether.
Okay. But this is pre-Faraday's equations.
No, you're not seeing stuff about mirrors.
Bear in mind, we've had Newton and we've had him explaining what rainbows are and things like that.
Yeah, prisms, got prisms.
That album covers the whole lot.
Yeah. If you've paid any attention at all to these things, some of these are identifiably about optics, at least.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is specifically. Well, no, none of the titles are specifically about mirrors.
Okay, well, let's have a shifty at the optics. Can I say shifty? That's anachronistic currently, isn't it?
Yes, but it's clearly Anglo-Indian, so...
Yeah, it's fine.
Maxwell's doing this thing about now, isn't he?
I don't think he finished it till like the 1880s or something.
What, killing people with a silver hammer?
No, formulating his equations on electromagnetism.
Yeah, but he started...
He's doing his things, yes.
He started publishing.
How's your Latin?
That's my Latin. There we go. I've done all the Latin words.
Oh, okay. So you can sort of get the basics. There's occasional diagrams, very few, but there are. Most of these are... pre-1750s. The stuff going on talking about optics in more general things about physics.
Now...
There's going to be Newton. Yeah, it's going to be copies of Newton.
I very quickly switch off looking at the optics thing, having no knowledge of physics or... a particularly high intelligence or even power to suggest they have the willpower to blunder through this nonsense. So
how's your research or appraise?
Research is the very shizzle of a modern major gentleman.
Major Bizzle, yes.
Let me give a research roll a sneaky little tickle.
Don't forget, you tick it when you fail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks for the tone of confidence. Actually, I have rolled 49 under 50.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Yeah. So I don't tick it. Oh, that's disappointing.
You don't, but that's because you succeed.
Clearly you don't need to tick it, do you?
No.
I suppose that's the thinking.
So, scanning through these, scanning is perhaps a bit excessive, but looking through these, some of these books, there are some books here you're pretty sure are individually worth thousands of pounds. To the right buyer.
Interesting.
In some cases, whether or not the right buyer exists may be a matter for your conscience.
How big are these books?
You know, book sized.
Oh, interesting.
Often large.
Everyone else is busy elsewhere, are they?
Yeah.
Easily fit into a carpet bag.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, probably no one else is going to want these books on necromancy. You know, that seems, you know.
Well, it's not a case of whether they want them. Should they be allowed to have them, is the question.
I might just amend the catalogue a bit.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Why does possession, anybody call this in for anything?
Transformation of the
apart
soul.
Well,
I mean, the Rev might be interested in some of this stuff. Transformation of the soul.
Sell
that's a bit
this,
Catholic,
though.
These
are key books that I've got from the place.
You're seeing a recurring signature in this particular line of books.
I genuinely am pilfering some shim and crossing them out.
Yeah, absolutely. NDV. Nicola de Villiers. How is your... You've got a great occult, haven't you?
The chap's got a Leo, hasn't he? I've got a pretty hot occult.
Yeah. So you've got... you're going to recognise some of these. You don't need to roll. So you've got... you know, your classic, you know, Discovery of Witches, De Mirabilis Naturae, Oracles of Nostradamus, 17th century.
Is he kind of
with
famous?
A lot of what appears to be Welsh scrawled on it.
Welsh scrawled on it?
Yeah. The Key of Solomon, the Emerald Tablet, things that might make their way into one of your travelling cases, the Kabbalah of Saboth, Reflections
like
of Ibn Shakabal, Demon Elatria, Sapientia Maglorum. You know, these probably shouldn't be left in the hands of amateurs.
Well, the place could burn down. He doesn't know what he's got here. I'll just take the most valuable.
Yeah, for safekeeping.
Yeah, smallest books. I'll just five of them. Perfect.
Have you got any unnatural?
I have gone mad. Didn't I go mad last session? Should I have some unnatural? No.
Did you go mad last session?
Maybe I didn't. I've got 30. I haven't got much sand.
I think possibly we just said you did, but we were fibbing.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I like that.
I know, I have a feeling the mirror thing went a bit wrong for me. But I can't remember if I actually...
It hasn't gone
there.
Very well
don't
for anybody.
Think,
really,
I don't think you went mad for
no,
me.
Okay. I lost a fair bit of sound, but maybe I didn't bonk it up.
Alberta and I thought...
I think Benjamin is the only one who's really had a wobbly...
She punched it, I dropped a table on it.
I punched it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, it's much less
mind-altering
when
you
can punch it to death and beat it with a table.
Yeah.
I have no glimmer of understanding of the real truth behind the world.
No, that's fine. So, you don't really have the... deeply esoteric knowledge to evaluate the unnatural potential of some of these books, but
I have the
but you've
occult
got the,
knowledge to know I could shift a few for some thousand pounds.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah,
or at least
you
have them on my shelf. Make sure I carefully cross them out of the catalogue. And can I forge the devilry name after it, the signature?
I mean, honestly, if they're just not here, that's probably less suspicious.
Well, I'll cross them. If they're in the catalogue, I'll cross them out. But I won't forge the old name.
Okay, yeah, you do so.
Well, if it's just initials.
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, you can certainly do that. So you amend the catalogue. Yeah.
Well, that about wraps up this investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's the possibility of murderous spirits around, and what do? You start pinching things from the house.
It's not pinching. He doesn't understand what he's got here. It's like Raiders of the Lost Ark. I'm taking it off his hands. It's too dangerous. The knowledge in these tomes could fry your balls off. Forgive me for being technical.
So could a waffle iron, but that doesn't mean you steal it.
You've looked in my suitcase, have you?
Benjamin. So
yes, indeed.
I know very large mirror. You've left the one very large mirror and silent intact, or you haven't done anything to it. You've been whitewashing windows. You've probably got very tired arms by this point.
Yes, this is Microsoft like Microsoft other people to do.
Yeah, I'm just remembering creosoting fences and thinking, exhausting. So, large things. I know there's the big rotatey type mirror, you know, full length mirrors that are those covered up or whitewashed or something.
The big mirrors and things. I was ideally whitewashing them because I think if we just cover them up, I don't see what's necessarily stopping something coming out.
Yeah.
I don't know the mechanism.
Yeah. Does it? I mean, why not both?
Reflecting in order for it to come through, or what? And I'm thinking that if something's actually got the whitewash there, maybe that will stop something being able to come through.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Well, you can always see something. So even if you just move it really quickly, you can see a mirror.
For Zane's benefit, we have one working theory is that the calm stream or a pond off the side of the stream might have been the source of the other creature. But we may be completely wrong.
That affected the went for Ambrose. Because bear in mind, obviously this is me talking now, not in the good captain's thing, because the good captain would have gone, ha-ha, and hurrah, and Cesar, an awful lot more. But basically, obviously, because it's a Ford, it's slow-moving, as wide as it can be. And
it was quite good moonlight last night.
Yeah, and the moonlight was strong last night. Which is also possibly, because we worked out it would have been roughly about the same time, I think, didn't we?
No, you think this is probably a couple of hours earlier.
Oh no, his was earlier and then, Tallywax was later.
Yeah, and you think either he fell off the cart when the horse bolted, or he fell off at some later point, or he was walking beside the cart and he fell over in the dark or something and got at.
And basically crawled in. We think he crawled into a gorse bush or something, which basically stopped him from being nibbled. But obviously...
A bit got at and banged up and... Exposure, you know, is the other thing.
Not a happy chap.
No, he's very. I mean, he did his best to tell you what he saw in his humble yokel style, obviously. But he was quite out of it, partly on the laudanum, obviously. But you know, just in general. So mirrors, okay, large mirrors, whitewashed, very small mirrors. Collected.
The very small ones are put in a trunk, yes.
Collected and put in a trunk.
You know, wardrobe or whatever.
What are intermediate mirrors?
Well, ones that are just kind of in place. I mean, I'll whitewash them as well, really. But you know, it'll come off if necessary, so it's just not permanent.
Do you have anything that would help you in identifying metals? Appraise would certainly do it. I don't know if you've got anything else.
Well, I do have an abysmal appraise. No, I really don't think I've got anything else.
No, that's fine.
I can tell you if it's made out of... If we probably make guns out of it.
No, that's fine. Okay, so you will... As you poke around in these rooms...
Missed it by one.
Oh, ticket.
I rolled an 11. Well, but it's an 11, isn't it? That's bad.
It is bad.
Yeah, that is a fumble.
Yeah. You
it's
think...
already ticked because we've never rolled these things, so, you know.
You
don't
think
even get that out of it.
You glimpse something in a very vague, weirdly vague mirror. You glimpse, it's almost like a fish. You know the penguins at the zoo? Underwater.
I bet they don't give them water in Victorian zoos.
Is that sort
they're
of,
all
huddled
around one piece of ice
a
brought
shape
in on Tuesdays.
Flitting right. Past that you do not feel should be there.
Ah, right, I'll cover that up then.
Yeah.
Immediately and at speed.
It's a very blurry mirror. Weirdly
old
so.
Old mirrors are, aren't they? I mean, you know, they're
yeah.
Not
mirrors
terribly
not,
good.
Mirrors are not are very much not good until, probably until about now, actually.
No, no, the 20s, you've certainly got very good ones, and I would imagine earlier than that. It's in parallel with glass-making,
yes,
so the Victorians would certainly have had decent ones.
It's when they start basically making sheet glass with minimal air bubbles and stuff. Imperfections and distortions, there we are.
But it's going to be a cost thing, isn't it? The you know cheap mirrors won't be very good.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they can mass produce really cheap glass that isn't.
I don't think they've got cheapo mirrors in this house.
Well, I think it's always been.
I don't know how many mirrors there are even. We should perhaps have counted, but maybe
I haven't pinched any mirrors. Just to be clear.
Well, there's the same number as when we came in, so that's one thing.
How was your occult?
Terrible.
Excellent.
What do you think I am? I'm just an ordinary.
If only there were two members of the party with a fantastic.
I can give it a roll if you like. And I've rolled a 7.
Oh.
I have an occult of 44.
Yeah. There we go. You.
Can't tick it though, can I?
As you are whitewashing this thing, you notice that on the rim of this rather odd mirror, there is the alchemical. Symbol for Saturn.
Saturn?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a movable mirror, this one?
Yeah.
I'll take this one downstairs into into the main room. Because we can always get the whitewash off it if we need a look. But yeah. Any other symbols on it? Including ones that I might not recognise but can tell it's a symbol for something.
Doesn't seem to be. It's old, you would say 100, maybe 200 years old. And it's barely reflective.
Are any of the mirrors...
What is now?
Not glass-backed, but actually reflective, say, silver?
It's funny you should ask that. So are you joining this little mirror-hunting expedition?
I'm wandering around for something to shoot, really.
Yeah, you will certainly find a mirror about so big, which appears to be entirely made of silver.
Ah, yeah.
Very, very highly polished.
Has it been recently polished? We'll have to ask the...
No, it's dusty, but I mean, it's polished in the sense of, you know, polished
then
glass.
Then how is it still not tarnished? Because old silver can turn black if the atmosphere's...
Yeah, there's some tarnish on it, but it clearly was at least at one point very, very
highly
polished.
And you can also get volcanic glass can be used as a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So do they collect odd mirrors? I think I'll take that one with us. Any markings around?
Yeah.
I'm going to be specifically looking for odd markings now.
Yeah, that one has the symbol for the moon on it. Some
of these have got funny symbols on it.
Are you making a collection?
Or something?
I think we should. I think
we're
going to take
these
all together
in the same
in
room.
The same
I'm taking
place,
them down to where the main
as close
mirror...
together as possible.
Is that a good idea?
No, they'll have a particular order they'll need to go into, and it's going to be based on something astrological, isn't it? Or
well, no, it'll be based on the solar system, won't it?
Astrological is more likely than astronomical.
So, With a bit of poking, well, quite a bit of poking Strange around.
Big at the moment.
Yeah. Including
quite some time.
And
they haven't found Pluto yet, have they?
No,
funny how they didn't balls up all the other astrological.
Or 30 was that? It's sometime 30,
in the 30s.
Yeah, 1930s. Yeah, because the Uranus and Neptune are. I want to say that they've been found now.
Yeah.
They've found Uranus, have they?
Neptune's 1846 or something like that.
So, I mean, you know, they're quite...
So, yeah, quite recently.
It's just as astronomy and astrology are starting to separate. The astronomers are basically pushing them away with quite sharp sticks now.
You, between you, collect... well, let's be honest, quite a lot of odd mirrors. But in particular, you find a group of seven mirrors with... alchemical symbols on. You've got Saturn, which, as mentioned, doesn't really reflect anything. It's vaguely shiny. That's as close as you can get. There's one which is in very good nick, which is with the symbol for Mercury. It's really good quality mirror. You've got one with Jupiter, which is badly tarnished. You've got one with a symbol for Mars, which doesn't appear to reflect anything at all. It's just dull metal.
Because it's tarnished, or just it doesn't
work? Less tarnished and more rusted. There is probably comparing these, you're going, okay, this is made of copper, this next one, which is also rather tarnished and has the symbol for Venus. You've got the silver one with the moon, and you have one which has a normal wooden frame, but the actual mirror appears to be highly polished gold. And has the symbol for the sun. Those of you with a cult, who's got a cult over 60?
Me, 60. Me and the Rev, I think.
I'm very much an initial accidental discovery man. I don't do detailed research.
Sorry, over 60 just means no role needed. So, so you've got seven alchemical symbols. How many alchemical metals are there?
138.
Wrong. I'll give you a clue.
Seven.
It's seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like your clues.
Yeah, yeah, good. You know, there's all Newton, you know, Newton, sevens, sevens are big.
He invented lilac.
To make it work, yeah.
because six wasn't good enough.
Exactly. You know, but this is why, because you want seven alchemical things. All of these look to be maybe a couple of hundred years old. They are clearly gold, silver, copper, iron, tin, mercury, and lead. How you make a lead mirror or an iron mirror is... How is that supposed to work? But they certainly seem to be designed as mirrors. Well, they don't. As I said, the one that you... The Saturn one, which is lead, has... just vaguely shininess on it,
so
as
it's
I mentioned.
Just heavily polished lead.
Yeah, I mean, you can polish lead, but it's not really going to make a hugely effective mirror.
It's hard to see how it could be. Can't see how it could be effective.
Hard enough.
I mean, the same with iron, really. You know, you can polish iron, but again, you can't really. It's not like it comes up as chrome or something.
It's mystical, isn't it?
Yeah.
So all of those metals are, and those astrological things have different symbology is not quite good. Things they are relevant for in magical terms.
Well, they're associated with things. So iron, for example, is associated with Mars.
This is basically the full set. So
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And actually, at the time, have we just found the eighth planet, which has actually screwed over all the bits and pieces?
Oh yeah, it's great.
It's fine. It doesn't affect all the astrology up until
all of the astrology stuff all kind of matches across.
Mm-hmm.
So when they found Uranus, they were like, "Who ordered this fucking thing?"
Yeah, but these clearly predate the discovery of the novel planets.
I've just read a really interesting book by the astronomer who was, among other things, moderately instrumental in the deplaneting of Pluto. So.
Quite right too. If you have Pluto, there's like all five, right, boys. Five other dwarf planets.
Deplanet him.
It is called How I Killed Pluto and Where It Had It Coming.
Oh, I like him already.
Okay.
Super.
Oh, dear.
Actually, it's quite interesting because an awful lot of people are now sort of pushing Pluto gently back in.
No, then you're going to have Ceres, Haumea, Makemake, and Eris.
Well, no, you haven't, because
roughly 200 other planets.
Yeah, well, all the ones they haven't discovered yet.
No, because it is one of the really big ones in the Oort cloud.
Yeah, but
it's smaller than the moon.
What, Pluto?
Pluto is smaller than our moon.
Yes, but our moon is quite big.
Our moon is the biggest moon, that's true.
No, it's not.
I think it is the biggest moon in the solar system.
Titan. Titan is the size of Earth.
Okay.
All right, our moon is the biggest moon that doesn't have a penal colony on it.
That I'll grant you.
Oh, I'm sure there's a plan.
But they're all way bigger than Pluto, which is a little wanger.
Yeah, but it's practically, I mean, its moon is practically the same size. You know?
Yes,
it might as well
some
be
of the
one
same
planet.
Nuffers who are trying to replanet Pluto are trying to planet Charon as well.
Yeah.
What about all
Jonathan
the...
Colton wrote a lovely song about them. It's very romantic.
I find it a bit maudlin and pathetic. Give over it. It was never a planet.
Well, no, it was a planet. It was officially a planet. Whether that
was... No, it was misclassified.
It was according... to the, I don't think it was misclassified.
Everyone wanted it. Everyone wanted a ninth planet. They were so excited about it.
Well, everyone wants a tenth planet now, but, you know, I've seen that movie. It was pants.
I've seen the Doctor Who one as well, isn't it?
That was pretty good.
Where the Cybermen come from.
Yeah, it is.
Well, now there's just the ninth planet. That doesn't sound as exciting.
Yeah, it almost seems like if we find a tenth planet, it's actually been demoted, doesn't it?
The ninth planet.
Yeah, well, we've had one of those already.
Done them.
But, you know, you'll do. Was...
Anyway, so have you come and shared this? Do we all know this now, or is this just Benjamin mucking about with mirrors?
Doing that thing
where he looks like he's in a parallel world.
No, look, I think I have something here. Has anybody else seen any odd symbols anywhere around the place?
Is there
perhaps
anything in the
where
library?
You might put a certain mirror?
Is there anything in the library about the alchemical symbols or the alchemical metals or astrology or, heaven forbid, astronomy?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I'll dig them all out. I'll just get some from me case.
Any of it in English?
Yes. So... Stuff about alchemy, yes, absolutely. Stuff about astrology, yes, absolutely.
What about alchemy and astrology?
Yeah, I mean, they are largely inseparable.
Yeah, they're both filed under B, let's be honest. Astronomy is certainly stuff in English.
Mm-hmm. Although not here, really.
Do any of them look... dogged or thumbed or badgered or any other kind of animal.
They've
all clearly been read.
I said
some of them are of the Nicholas de Villeray era. A few are a bit earlier.
Do any of them have
but the earlier ones tend to be starting to be in Latin.
Any scrawlings in Welsh or de Villeray wasn't Welsh, was he?
No.
Or in any kind of language.
Have you worked out why there's what the Welsh connection is?
Well, the original owner was...
The people before were Welsh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, so I think all the Welsh is irrelevant. That's not a sweeping dismissal. Yeah.
You didn't even start by saying this is a joke and it might be offensive.
Now, I'm not being racist, but
don't worry,
some of my best friends are Welsh. You know?
Well, I'm not my best friends, acquaintances anyway. Well, friends, acquaintances.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm looking for books that may have clearly been annotated or thumbed, dolphined, porcupined.
Let me.
Rogered. Sorry, Roger. Johned. Marked. Marked. Marked works. Any books that have been marked.
So. There's.
I mean, the ones I've got have clearly been nicked.
You've been waiting all evening.
Thank you.
Oh, I
will take my leave of you now.
Yeah, I think we should stop at this point. I mean, it's not quite sickos, but there's various, you know, things in margins along the lines of yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so on. You know, the odd bit of underlining.
Various ejaculations in the margins,
which is a note I found in a miscellaneous notes file several years later.
Oh, excellent. My god!
Excellent.
I want to do that in the library. Just write that in the back. I did once in macro when they had computers on display. Type in "This city is afraid of me. I have seen its true face," and get it printing on the whole screen. But no one ever came to arrest me, so that's a shame.
Oh well, funny that. Had you not left any details so they knew who did it?
Well, I got.
For anybody listening, that was said by Mr. Nicholas Marsh of.
It's a quote from Rorschach's diary from Watchmen. I was very into Watchmen at the time. Yes.
You,
Doctor.
He seems to have kind of been doing the same thing you were, which was try to work out what these mirrors were about.
Yes.
Oh,
so they were here when he moved in.
Mm-hmm.
So these mirrors are from the 70s.
These mirrors are, you would say, a couple of hundred, 100 or 200 years old.
All of the mirrors that have got the symbols on are
all of the alchemical mirrors, yes. Many of the other mirrors also. There's a lot of old mirrors in this house.
There aren't any older annotations. I'm just flipping through. Is there any other...
There will be some older annotations, which often quite small. Probably Poppycock. Isn't anything much you're going to get out of that. And then those will be in Welsh.
Proof! Exclamation mark.
Bullshit.
Cannot fit it in the margin of this.
Amniotic fluid.
Isn't it remarkable proof?
Remarkable proof? Yeah.
Yeah, is this for the
thing, nobody managed to solve
the thingies last
proof. Yeah,
I'm just going to do that in a random.
And the guy who solved it with maths that Fibonacci didn't actually have access to. So there's another way of solving it,
or he was just
a mistake.
He actually made a mistake, which
or
is
was
actually,
a prankster.
Yeah,
which is actually.
That seems more likely.
Mathematicians are notorious jokesters. Actually, they are. Actually, but
now
I quite like Dara O'Brien.
Girdle wasn't. Girdle
so
was
you,
not a notorious prankster. But
if you're willing to spend a bit of time, kind of looking at these mirrors, looking at the books,
not a groundbreaking mathematician,
you will get a basic sense of what these mirrors were for.
Okay.
Right, so it's more than just shaving.
It's more than just shaving.
I know what they were against. The
curling
wall.
One's moustache?
No, in fact. Possibly the gold
in
one,
seven
which is
dimensions.
Useful in self-examination, health and creativity. There's a lot of interest. There's a lot of interest in the various books and annotations on... And the silver mirror, the moon mirror, which relates to memories and recollections and scrying on the past.
Right.
The sound from the
still hear a sound from the pavement, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Copper mirror is Venus, you know, emotions, partnerships, sexual magics.
Hello.
Iron mirror of Mars, magic about strength, assertions, successful endeavors, scrying the results of an endeavor you intend to set about. That one seems to be have attracted the interest of Nicolas de Villeray. Looking at the comparing the handwriting to the, you know, front plates where he's signed.
Okay, the manly shaft thing, not the sexy one.
Yeah. Okay. A man's man setting about some endeavour.
It's a man's life in the Mercury mirror.
But the notes there are, you know, along the lines of, you know, blast Lloyd and his cursed mirror, can't get the damn thing to reflect anything.
Polish, I'm assuming he was using it for porn, like every other new technique.
Well, yeah, I assume so, yeah. Tin...
That would be the copper mirror.
Yeah, that's so.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tin, magic of fortune, travel, religious, and law. Appears to be for viewing distant places.
Oh, shit.
So,
was the mirror in the main hall? Has that got a marking? Sorry, did I miss that? Or these are all.
These are collected from around the house.
Okay. So the main hall mirror hasn't got an obvious.
Main hall mirror just seems to be. Reasonably mirror. Nice mirrors.
Have well, we noted down where these mirrors were, or have we just picked them up?
You can have made a note of where they were.
Okay.
Especially once you started noticing their symbols well, on. Benjamin was paying attention to that
also,
sort of thing.
So. Mrs. What's her face? Well, mm-hmm. Who's had to clean the bloody things.
Patterns and things are very important in this kind of.
Yeah. Alcohol.
So can I just plot them on a map? Ideally, have we got a cork board that I can put a map up,
yeah.
Some drawing pins, and then get some red thread?
Yeah. Yes, probably some in the sewing box.
I'm ahead of my time. Were they positioned in any kind of symbol? Or
no.
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 Or any... was there an obvious focus... That they were all kind of facing, if I plot the centre of it?
Not really. They're tending to be in the older rooms. The Jacobean-style rooms.
As soon as Zane goes out of the room,
yeah.
Michael is going to get it, move a few of the things, do rounds, so that basically he's done a cock and ball.
Yeah.
There's a big market for that sort of thing in Victorian England, to be honest.
Mm. Mercury, communication, supposedly used by, sinister magicians and witches to communicate with each other.
Do you know, I was about to ask what planet Mercury is associated with. But I'm
going
to shut up. Is it Mercury for Mercury?
No, it's Pluto.
Well, there we go. Okay, so is... Okay.
Lead, Saturn is plutonium, I think. Lead, Saturn is related to public works and civic concerns and for scrying other times and other realities.
That's a sudden jump, isn't it? It's like,
yeah.
it's quite straightforward, then it escalates very quickly indeed.
This meeting of the Commerce Committee and otherworldly entities in scrying other planets.
Yeah.
Gold we haven't had yet, Jim.
Which is you have. Self-examination, health and creativity.
What planet is gold? Earth?
Must be Jupiter.
Gold? Sun.
Sun.
Oh, sun. Is there not an Earth metal then?
No.
Earthy.
Why would there be?
I guess the sun is the centre of the universe. No.
Yeah, but bearing in mind that everything else goes round the world.
Galileo is a while ago. And what's his face?
Galileo was a heretic, though, wasn't he? It's not like everybody immediately went, that's brilliant, Mr. Galileo.
Copernicus proved it, didn't he?
It took a while for things to sort of settle in.
Yeah, but not until 1840.
Officially.
Yeah,
how old are these mirrors? Remember,
also,
you know, you're talking about mirrors that are from potentially around that time.
Shim, which was the one that was in the study?
None of those were in the study.
None of those. So it actually was one that wasn't a doodadded mirror.
Wait, when you say study, do you mean the salon?
Doodadded? The salon, yeah, sorry.
No, the salon just has the massive wall mirror. These are all small...
Ah, right, okay. So can we...
At most a foot across.
Right, can we go... Can I go... With my small artillery... go and have a little meander around and just see if there are any signs and sigils on that mirror.
It's only got some stuff related to the family. It's got the De Villiers crest, unicorns, cherubs, and griffins.
Okay, so, and obviously I'll have a bit of a look in the mirror, have a bit of a wave, see if I can see if my. See if I'm waving back at
it. I didn't know you were an occult man, Captain.
Give me a luck roll.
Curse you and your dice.
Moriarty. Yeah,
right, so let's see. Ooh. I think Ooh. I'm going to fail because I've just rolled 88 and I'm not Benjamin. So even though my... my power is 13, but it's not good enough. So I critically fail.
Yeah, you wave at yourself in the mirror. There's no immediate sign that anything is wrong. It seems to be reflecting everything perfectly. There's you know, tables, the all the stuff's in the positions. As you said, you know, when it flipped back to showing reality, the table's back wherever you put it. The thing crouching in the doorway is, you know, where it should be.
Okay, cool. That's fine. So, thing crouching in the doorway.
There's nothing crouching in the doorway.
Is there something crouching in the doorway in the mirror?
No, not anymore.
Is it? I'll wave. Cooey! Mr. Thing, are you in there? Are you there? Cooey!
We sort of tap. Need to know how or work out how to attract things.
Tap, tap, mirror, tap on the mirror. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap.
Oh, that's where it is. It's under that chair. Because you can see the reflection on a beady eye.
Oh, are we playing hide and seek? Says he, pointing at the mirror, making sure, obviously, that it, he's doing it nicely.
Yeah, angled as we have discussed.
As we discussed, yes. Come on out, my little friend.
Something that might be a paw. Or a hand, or possibly a weird leg, kind of fumbles around.
Come out a little bit more.
And draws back in.
If I can get him off out, I'm going to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap.
I'm just imagining to myself where things are positioned. I know where you are, obviously.
What's the mirror made out of that you're looking into, Mark?
It's a regular mirror, so silverback. Glass with silver back with a crack.
Just thinking about you shooting into an iron mirror, that's all.
Mm-hmm. No, it's going to be fine because I'm shooting off at an angle anyway. I'm likely to kill anything going anything wandering around outside, but don't worry, it's all fine.
Well, that is fine.
Oh, actually, no. No, I do apologise. Actually, anybody wandering around inside? Hang on. Where's the mirror? Is it the mirror on the outside wall?
The mirror's on the outside wall, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Sorry.
So you approach from the doorway. As you open the door, you see the mirror. Yeah. That's the whole deal of this room.
Yeah, that's...
I've forgotten your name again.
Mine. Michael.
Michael, what?
Yeah, it's the one name that's not surname.
Michael,
on his,
isn't it? Sorry, no. I do apologise.
Captain
Michael Newman.
Captain. Captain Newman, did you call?
No. I'm just.
You see, Goodnight kind of appearing in the doorway behind you.
Oh, Goodnight, could you do me a favour? Could you just go get the rest of the chaps?
Yes,
and Alberta, sorry.
Of course, Captain. I think Miss Cook has a headache.
Oh, okay.
I think she's just lying down.
Oh, okay. I might be waking her up in a minute. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap.
Yeah.
Could you just go?
She. You hear her toddling off, slightly confused as to why the captain has gone balmy.
No, I've just got rid of my bait. That's all right. Zane will be here in a minute. So
I'm very much the master bait.
Something. Imagine a squirrel moving.
Okay, I'm imagining that.
Something. It explodes is the wrong word, but darts out from under this chair into towards the cover of some other piece of furniture closer to the mirror.
Okay, let us see how well we do with our sheet.
Yeah, you were waiting for this, yeah. So
unbelievable.
I mean, I may have taken a few books, but at least I'm not shooting the place up.
Ah, damn it. 30-something, but...
Yeah, that's fine.
Hang on. I can see the dice. Let me move it. 37.
So, normal success. Yes, normal success.
Yeah, I mean, you're waiting for it, so the fact that it's small and darting about doesn't faze you, you know. And it, obviously you're quite close up. So you let a single shot?
Yes, just a single shot. One doesn't want to go OT overboard with these things.
Yep. Everyone, you hear a single revolver shot and a crash.
Shit!
Captain, you see shards of mirror crashing to the floor.
I immediately pack my
pieces have splintered off this thing.
I will go pelting towards the... Is this the salon you're in?
Yes.
The salon, yeah.
The salon.
Toward? You've just heard gunfire. Towards?
I do have some moral core. I mean, I'll make sure I'm slightly slower than whoever's in front.
Yeah, Goodnight has just appeared as you hear... excuse me, gentlemen.
Jesus! Jesus, mercy and Joseph!
A Catholic! Burn him! okay, yeah, I will head towards the salon.
Yeah, you do. Captain, the bit of mirror you were aiming at has splintered, pieces falling off it.
Okay.
Which also means that reflection is not currently visible.
Okay, so looking at the rest of the reflection, mm-hmm. any sign of it? Look around on the reflection, any sign in the reflection on the floor? Maybe even look towards the two places where it was reflected in the mirror.
Mm.
So in other words, actually have a look under the chair, have a look under the, let's say it's one of the side tables or something mm-hmm. it was going for.
Yeah. So as you sort of move around to get slightly different angles, you can see where the carpet has been parted by something's movement. So that isn't in the real room. So there's clearly something odd about this mirror.
So I can see...
I can see
in the mirror the carpet's rooked.
This mirror.
But the carpet isn't rooked in...
In the real world, yeah. It looks like it's gone to ground beneath this side table. Now, whether it's actually gone to ground or it's just currently gone there, it seems to be that kind of, you know... A dart from cover to cover sort of thing.
Yeah. It's
quite small.
Yeah, it's a small...
I mean, this one, you know, as I said, sort of more squirrely than anything.
Hmm. I wonder why a squirrel...
Captain!
Careful, there's some broken glass in here.
There is.
Have you been...
There is indeed.
What's happened? What?
I am you come in... The captain is basically to the side of the mirror. He is pointing his gun
at the mirror and pointing it at the reflection of a table. Zane.
Any empty alcohol bottles near the captain?
Can you see? Sure. Can you do me a favour? Can you just see underneath? If you look in the mirror, can you see that there's a rucked up piece of carpet? The rug there is raised.
Yeah.
Agreed. And can you see if that is?
It's not. Case fascinating.
In the real world. Mm. Well, no. There's a creature that's gone to ground underneath there. Now, unfortunately,
In the mirror.
In the mirror.
Did it come out of the mirror in the first place? Was it like the little?
No, I think it was. I think it was thinking about it, and then I put a bullet towards it.
What was it?
Squirrely something. I couldn't really tell.
Where did it come from?
Okay, I'm still looking at the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now basically using the mirror. I am pointing down at where the rooked up piece of carpet would be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I see anything in the mirror?
You carefully inspect the mirror. You try and look for signs of this creature?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, so you see the same, you know, where the carpet's been disturbed by the passage of...
And how big is this mirror? Is it liftable?
The mirror in the salon is the whole wall.
Oh, yeah. This is the mirror in the salon?
It's the mirror in the salon. He's in the salon. So bits of it...
Taking a pounding.
There's a bit that was kind of cracked into concentric circles by the flinging of the brandy glass.
How's he doing with the bullets?
Now there's a bit that chunks have fallen off it where it's been shot.
Well, we're slowly solving the problem.
And there's cracks running through it. There's you actually as you approach closer, there's actually still the smell of brandy a little bit in the room from what the spillage yesterday. A few flies buzzing around. That sort of
what
general
do we
area
pay these bloody servants for? Well, I don't.
They've probably been a bit, you know, a bit distracted.
If I see it start to move, mm-hmm, I'm shooting at the carpet where
in the real world.
The real world equivalent of it, yeah.
I'm going to just carefully, in fact, wrap a bit of cloth around my hand and touch, because it's all broken and shit, and touch the mirror. Again, same thing again, any give? Can I push my way through?
No, it's like you're touching a mirror.
Did it just run straight through? Captain, did it?
No, it didn't get to this side this time. But
oh, you saw it only within the mirror?
Yes, but I took a shot for it. I took a shot at it, obviously.
Now the glass is falling out. Anything behind the glass that looks unusual? Any kind of backing that?
Well, there's just some wooden backing.
Fascinating. This is a whole new world.
Oh, it's on the move.
A whole new world.
It appears to be darting or perhaps creeping, scuttling towards the fat and juicy blue bottle that is squatting on the carpet.
In our mirror or in the
mirror?
World?
You can see it in the mirror.
Is the blue bottle there in our world?
There is a blue bottle. Yep. The blue bottles correspond exactly as do you.
Wait,
in the mirror.
Let's correspond just
exactly.
I think you're right, Zane. I'm going to let it eat the blue bottle, which might be one
and we'll keep an eye.
Longer.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye on our real life counterpart.
Yeah. So what you're seeing here is somewhere between, I would say, a rodent and a silverfish. That's the sort of vibe you're getting.
I have 38 sanity and I'm not looking very closely.
Yeah. It's actually a little bit hard to see because it does have that slightly...
The mirror cracked.
Not exactly fuzzy, but yeah, slightly woobly. Almost heat hazy sort of thing. It stalks towards this blue bottle and pounces.
What happens to our blue bottle?
It's fine.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Walks forward a couple of steps, rubs its feet together like this.
And did it
in the mirror? It devours the blue bottle and seizes the second one, tearing it apart with some kind of appendage and this rather disturbing face.
No, Shim. When you say disturbing, you mean pretty.
That's one way of putting it. It's getting a little bit more disturbing.
I'm not making a sound roll for watching this squirrelly.
I will tap gently on the...
The face is shifting.
I'll tap gently.
Not looking. I am looking. I need to look at this. I need to document
gently
it.
on the mirror and say, mm-hmm. Are you coming through to play?
Oh, this got just really creepy.
I don't know which side of the mirror is more disturbing.
It sort of does that.
It can
towards
hear us.
The mirror. There's a... its body is sort of... doing that kind of thing. You've all seen sci-fi films, and
it's doing
kind
a
of raggy.
Okay, this will only mean something
wing
for three
type
of us,
things.
It's doing a manimal,
probably. Yes, exactly.
I have seen manimal.
Yeah, translucent flaps begin emerging from its side.
What's it doing, Captain? Now, our reflections are present and correct in the mirror.
Yeah, and they're posed exactly as you are.
You're okay. Next.
Come on through.
It Come might on. Be a tiny bit bigger now. Just a smidge.
Is it, Captain, is it grey? Hello, everyone else? Hello?
Reverend, are you responding to the shot?
To be fair, you've all heard the shot.
Yeah, Stan,
I realise that.
We might start wandering into the room by this point.
I'll exchange a look with the Reverend.
It was luncheon.
They've noticed we're not there, so I suppose we have to go.
Captain's mm-hmm. shooting at the brandy glasses again.
You can see there is a thing.
Does it look like an occult thing that I've heard of at all?
Not really. It's Perhaps not a specific occult thing. I mean, there's so many descriptions of weird beasties and demons and so on.
Sort of a familiar from the old tales of witchcraft.
Maybe. Yeah, so you're getting, rat, silverfish, blue bottle vibes from this one.
Blue bottle dwell now.
Now, yeah. Where, so it appears to have
something
kind
happening
of damp
in the head.
Wings.
It's just like a blue bottle, right? And now it looks like a blue bottle. So maybe this is like you are what you eat kind of situation.
Are you quite all right?
I've got 38 sanity. No.
No, I wasn't asking your character.
Reverend, Benjamin,
Zane,
sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Try putting your hand down near to where the
thing would be.
Where it would be. Let's
Look,
see.
Wait, the captain and I just watched this thing devour a blue bottle.
Two blue bottles.
And a protractor.
Still can't do it. Unbelievable.
The presence of so many people has probably got the blue bottles.
I turned
real
out they're not
protractor-tons. Buzzing
they're
off elsewhere.
Protractons.
Try, let's say, Zane, put your hand nearby.
Look, it's turning. I'll do as he says.
The presence of all these feet has caused it to kind of retreat a bit, but if you stay still...
I'll try and put my hand...
you're someone who just doesn't care.
I should put my hand through it. What happens in the mirror?
You put your hand through the creature?
Yeah.
Okay, just to check I understand. Yeah, so you approach...
Wait,
a little bit
why
closer.
Are you checking so...
Because I want to understand what it is you're doing.
What I want to see is what happens.
Yeah, because I know. So.
So what, I'll put my hand.
The captain is next to the mirror. Was pointing a gun at the floor. Probably not now if you're standing there.
He was pointing a gun at the real world floor.
I see what you mean.
I'll
move it back towards the mirror now.
Yeah,
and I will go to that point in the floor and put my hand up quite clearly. And then try and pass it through the creature and see what happens.
Yeah, I see.
In the mirror.
So where the creature would be.
Yes.
So you use your reflection to pass through.
Yes.
Maybe waggle your fingers and try and get it to eat, have a little nibble.
I do. Where should I get my cock out? Is that what you'd rather?
And then try and pull your hand and try and pull it through the mirror.
Let me just see what happens when... What visually happens when I force my hand through this creature.
Yeah. Let me roll to find out what happens as well. See which behavior it will follow.
It's going to run away, isn't it? The bugger.
Not on a 99, it isn't.
Excellent.
As your hand passes through where it would be, quick as a flash, this thing shoots up. It's on your wrist.
In the mirror?
Yeah.
Anything? I'll twat it with my other hand.
Okay, before you manage to do that, it does...
I don't want to watch my own death.
Sink teeth briefly into you. So, yeah, your reflection doesn't respond to this in any abnormal way. But you whack it.
That would basically be it in it then, wouldn't it? If you've been bitten by something, normal way to respond isn't, you know...
your reflection continues doing exactly what you were doing.
I'm going to brush off my arm in the...
You strike this thing, you send it tumbling. There's a little spatter of blood down the wrist.
Zane, you should have pushed it towards the mirror.
Maybe you should have let it bite the arse out of your reflection, Captain.
It kind of does this.
Great, now it's going to turn into a Zane as well.
Tap, tap, tap on the mirror.
And starts...
Come on through.
Crawling. It's skittered back into cover again.
Lovely out here. Come and touch. Come and
can I go into the other side?
Come and try the professor again.
At least he acknowledges that.
It is creeping back towards your reflection. This time,
is there anything on my wrist at all?
Your reflection. Not in the real world.
Do I feel anything?
Nope.
And the me in the mirror is...
doing exactly what you're doing, but has blood. Just a little bit. A small nip from a critter this big.
That is incredible. Have you ever seen the like?
No, it's fascinating.
Have I heard about anything like this in the occult?
The occult? Let me see.
Some sort of familiar?
It looks like... That's the only thing I can think of.
Is his wrist still bleeding?
Yeah.
I've no desire to, Captain, find out what happens if one of our reflections dies.
It's tallywhack survived.
Scientific method, old man.
Yeah.
So try and flick some of the blood onto the mirror.
Try and do what now?
Try and flick some of the blood on your reflection onto the mirror.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not bleeding enough for that. Would you like me to get bitten again?
No.
Oh, good idea.
Well, I mean, it's coming towards you again. Maybe let it have another nibble.
Can I...
It's all right, he's a military man and an officer. You can trust his ideas.
I'm not sure I'm entirely comfortable with this, sir. We don't quite understand what we're dealing with.
I have an int of 8, and I'm playing my character.
I'm not entirely comfortable with that suggestion, Captain.
On the other hand, I've got a charisma of 15, so you can probably get a follow me.
I got a charisma of 17, so...
Is it hot in here?
Zane, you will... You vaguely remember something in a Japanese folktale? You'd have to look it up in the books again.
Is this the prequel to Ringu?
Something about there'll be hopping vampires involved. There always are.
I've spelt tail like a little rat. That's a rattle tail. I'm not comfortable
thing is
with this.
It's basically circling around your reflection.
See if you can get it coming towards the mirror.
I'll take a few steps towards the mirror and waggle my bleeding arm. Here, squirrel, I say, how about this then?
See if you can get a bit of blood onto the mirror.
Are we the baddies?
It will snap at your finger.
Well, move my finger. Try and... Oh, go on then. I'll do what the camera... Try and flick some blood onto the mirror when I get close enough.
Ooh, okay. You've got a few drops, you know, you can...
And does my reflection do the same?
Yeah, your reflection does exactly what you do.
Okay, you are not bleeding.
Well, that's true, yes. It's I can't flick any blood, can I? Bleeding.
Your reflection performs the same actions.
And blood splats. And
there's a couple of flecks of blood on the other side of the mirror.
Okay, let's...
But not this side.
Poke the mirror where the blood is and move my finger up. Does it smear the blood?
Yes.
This is so weird. This is so weird.
What happens if you cut yourself on this side, though?
I am going to try and presumably do the same. I'll try and touch where the blood is with my and try and drag the blood. Does that move it at all?
Yes.
So it's moving it for me as
well. Your reflection now has a tiny bit of blood on it.
How is this? This world diverges from ours.
And push my finger very gently into the mirror.
Your finger gets slightly squashed.
It's not going in. Try and pull my finger gently away from the mirror. So slowly, slowly, slowly. Does the blood follow?
It behaves exactly as though you had touched some blood that was on a mirror.
But is there blood now on my finger?
No, not in the real world. Okay. No.
I just want to...
Yeah. It has not crossed over.
Squirrel bottle doing?
That's a good question. Have you been paying attention to where it was?
I have. I've been keeping an eye on it.
I'm watching it because there's a good point at it.
Has it come close to the mirror?
It seems to have been startled off by the fact that you interacted with it.
Okay.
And it sort of scuttled off.
Hello, old chap.
To lurk behind something.
I'm finding this very disturbing, Captain.
I say, Zane, sorry to interrupt your experiments, but is there any swelling or sign of any...
On my own arm?
I was thinking through the mirror, if you can see it.
Oh, I see. I'll hold my injured arm up to the mirror so we can all closely examine it.
Is it poisonous?
Exactly. Is it a venomous creature?
There is no sign of, black streaks crawling up your arm. There's no obvious sign of
swelling.
Thought of
that, but that's a great idea.
That'd be a good one. Yeah.
None of the classic, poison... poison symbologies.
Poison.
I'll just wave to the guy by the door holding the saw, going, "Not now! Not now!"
Right you are, sir!
That is a metal saw, you're right.
The thing crawls out, fumbling. It seems to be heading for the door, but again, it's kind of fumbling a bit as it goes. It kind of touches up against the wall.
The exit of the room.
Is there something wrong with it?
Try shutting the door.
A taste of the old Zane.
Ben, try shutting
any of you got any kind of the way animals behave or nature? I would also allow medicine.
They usually run when they see me coming.
Should we go for survival?
Have a look here.
Survival's
not
closest.
Really. Survival. Yeah, I'll allow survival. Ride. You've seen animals.
Theology. Well. My survival isn't brilliant, and I've rolled 32.
I actually passed survival.
Uh-huh. You've already established there isn't like a natural world. Or anything.
Yeah, you'd have to make it a science. I feel it's an omission there. Basically, what we're going, this is something which either cannot see or can only barely see. It's not. It seems to be navigating by. Smell, or it's doing lots of kind of cocking its head and groping.
I'll just tap my foot on the floor. Does it react to that?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of
tap the glass with my gun.
Yeah, it continues to be focused on the sound.
Come on through, little thing.
God.
Come through.
Oh, God. You're so disturbing.
Come through so I can shoot you.
I'm really concerned what you're like when we're not around and you're on the internet, you know.
Well, thank God that's not been invented yet.
Didn't end well.
I'm going to give me a quick look. I think this is probably only the Reverend, because you're sort of staying back, taking a very dispassionate observation.
As is Ben.
Yes, but I'm looking at their comparative numbers.
Okay, because they're the two who are by the door.
Unless you do something to stop it, it is going to go for the door and go out.
Okay.
Try and shut the door. Could they shut the door before it goes out?
Yeah.
Shut the door.
Yeah, if you move near it, it will freeze and make sure it is not trodden on.
What if you shut the door quick as you can?
Yes, all right.
Yeah.
Door shutting. What sort of a stamp around over here?
I was just thinking, like, should we actually try and
switch it's doing this, and it will dart like a squirrel, somewhere between squirrel and cockroach.
So it reacts
if you try and stamp on it.
Here.
Captain, how is it strange. Worth shooting it and seeing what happens?
I think you may have tried that.
Yes, but now he knows exactly where it is. All he has to do is shoot it where it should be. It's too fast for us to squidge, I think.
It's not necessarily impossible, but your first couple of, you know, I was taking that as you're stamping around rather than you're specifically trying to deliberately squash it.
How about, I say...
More or less, but...
How about if we drop a, like a box or a basket or something on it?
So on where it is in the real world?
Yes.
Or where it would be.
And then we can observe it.
Okay, if I find some suitable receptacle and guide it over. Right, tell me where I've got it in the right place. Because I'm at a different angle here.
Up a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, all of you are now going to be realizing its behavior is changing. It is now reacting less like, for example, a pet cat that knows it's the boss. And more like a wild animal that is inside a place where people are doing things.
So I'm going to
go for it and put this
basket
thing
down.
Go for it. Give me a roll. Give me a roll to drop basket. Dex, probably?
Would anyone else like to drop a basket on it?
I'm quite nimble.
I'd like to point out that my dexterity is 14.
I'm quite nimble.
Oh, we're all... well, you're nimble anyway, Ben. Go on, drop it.
Right,
on.
You may be able to catch the basket then. Because I've rolled 96, so I don't think I've even managed to hit the floor with it.
Yeah, as you try and do this, it seems to actually grasp that you are interacting with it, and it bolts for cover.
Ben!
Bugger.
Oh.
Reverend,
yes.
When as you were doing a little bit of observing, you know, as much as you could, you couldn't help notice that those kind of paw-like appendages were starting to look a tiny bit less like paws
and more like.
Hands.
A little Zane. A little baby Zane. Come to us, little Zane. We have many things we can show you.
It's not a competition between you and Mark. I do know that.
I always wanted a child of my own.
Give me intelligence rolls.
Oh dear.
Oh God.
You're really playing to our strengths. No. Like.
Come on.
Yes!
I have made it too, I'm sorry to tell you. 12 under 50.
Excellent.
What did you roll, Reverend?
I roll 39 and a 40. I am feeling
well done.
So double one. I've rolled a 12, which is not quite as impressive as the Reverend.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got a critical. And
do
some
I take
so
my intelligence?
You cannot.
Oh. I passed anyway.
You can take it, just nothing will happen.
Yeah, reflecting on that behavioural change, you think it is not used to things being able to interact with it.
Ah, so it's some kind of parasite.
And the fact that you were then causing your reflections to react to it doing things seems to have really confused it and startled it.
So
and then it's suddenly gone into this kind of fright
world.
What's it gone under?
It's gone under SETI.
Right, okay.
SETI?
Chaps, can you
is
move
that
the SETI?
Indian word? That's quite an old word.
I can only move it so far.
Well, no, just I'm just thinking
so,
you can just turn
so
it,
far.
It up.
I say I can only move
see,
it
I see.
So far.
Well, this okay. joke's gone on a bit chaise long.
Either way, could you just move it?
Oh, yes, yeah, of course, yeah. It's almost like this thing's a parasite that feeds upon us. Does that mean it feeds
well, no,
upon?
I mean, it ate flies that were reflected that were in its world,
and the flies are actually dead in its world.
In its world, the flies died. In
so
our
it's...
world, the flies.
So its
flew.
World seems to diverge from history. So what? So it can do things in its world that don't affect us. But everything
yes.
we do in our world seems to affect it.
But
sort
it can also
of.
Affect us because we know that somebody has been attacked by this thing. Or something very like it.
Well, that's because it can come out of the mirror and attack. Why would it ever do that?
Well,
and the leprechaun thing that came out. Why would that do that? This doesn't look like the little chap that popped out earlier.
It doesn't look like your little chap, no.
unless your little chap looks like a
there is,
fish.
There is,
or a duck with
a
goose
kind
on
of
its head, or something.
Resemblance of kind to it,
like fish.
It's
stuff.
The same
like
kind
sea,
of thing.
Sea stuff all looks like robbed in manky, don't it?
Mm.
Lovecraft may have put it better. Same thing. Of a theme.
So try moving it so that basically where it's hiding is exposed.
Do you want us to do it quickly and then you can do something to it? It'll just dart away under something else, presumably.
I want to see what it's going to do next.
What else?
Maybe, or and here, Zane, you might need to humour me. Put your bleeding arm by it.
There's no need to swear, Captain.
Can you tempt it out?
I'm a little uncomfortable. What if this is in some way feasting on our... I mean, obviously, this is more the reverence department, but on our souls in some way?
It is well known.
To worry about in that regard, unless, of course, you're not churchgoer in good standing, in which case, well, too late.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. Well, when you put it like that, Reverend, I might as well sin like a bastard for the rest of my life.
I assumed you'd sold yours for years ago, sir.
the only way that you
have that sort of luck with women.
As you encountered during your investigation of the case of Sir Ashby Phipps, not Chudley Carrot, thank you. there is at this time a well-established kind of view that there is something going on with mirrors and souls. You cover mirrors when someone's biding in the house so that the spirit doesn't get trapped.
I am concerned, Captain. I've become concerned that in some way this is affecting my immortal soul.
You were quite happy when he was just, randomly shooting revolvers in the building But now
I wasn't
a potentially
entirely happy,
non-existent theoretical but, concept is at stake.
I don't want my soul brother to waggle its bleeding arm in front of a sofa in the hope that a squirrel will bite it.
Bit late for that, isn't it?
Well, it's been it once. It
sorry,
been
I'm going to have to...
Yeah, I think...
Oh, we know that. Okay. Yeah.
Let's maybe resume next time and you can come up with more experiments to do on this.
More
thoroughly
involving the professor.
Thoroughly destruct testing the mechanics
what,
of this.
What you never know is this a thing that the GM wrote one line on and the players are absolutely fixated on, or is it something that's got a whole page on it?
Maybe if the Zane on this side dies, the other one will be able to come through and he might be nicer.
How would we know he'd been replaced?
I'm the only evil, I'm my own evil twin. Well, lovely. Thank you
very much indeed. That was
thank you
stuff.
Yeah,
and I'll see you next week for who knows, maybe a stunning denouement, but more likely not.
I shouldn't think so. No.
All right, cheerio.
See you then.
Thanks all.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
See
bye,
ya,
everybody.
Bye.